I think we've heard a solid message this morning of who God is and who we are, right? Amen. We are God's, right? Amen. We belong to God. God is our Father, our Creator, our Helper, our Strength, our Song, our Rock. And we can have faith and trust in God no matter what, right? Amen. Right? Amen. No matter what. We also have something else in the world every once in a while, and we call it fear, right? Anybody ever get afraid of anything, anytime? Right? And we often face challenges, don't we? Yes? Yes. If you go through life, you're going to face an obstacle, a challenge, and it may cause you to do what? Become afraid, right? And the bigger the challenge, the bigger the fear. And before you know it, sometimes we could actually freeze because of that fear, right? And we become immobilized, right? And we just get in anxiety and worry and all those kind of feelings, and we get stuck. And before you know it, we've just gone into a place of just despair sometimes, right? Right? Right. Wait a minute. I thought you said we are God's, and God is us, and God is our strength. And wait a minute. What happened? Wait a minute. Is this the same crowd that a minute ago said that I have faith in God and God is with me and I'm with God? Right? Right? How soon we forget. It wasn't even like seconds, I guess. Right? I just started bringing up obstacles and fears, and suddenly what happened? Where did faith go? Out the window, right? Wow. Okay. See, we are human, are we not? Amen. Right? We are emotional beings, are we not? And what I want to help us do is restore our faith to be 100% of the time, all the time, 24/7, no matter what. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of faith, right? That you could believe that all you need is God, and God will see you through, and you will make it, right? You will defeat and overcome that obstacle, right? There's no challenge too big for you or for me that God cannot overcome, right? Right? This one person said it. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad you're here this morning. We don't want to sign up for any challenges, do we? Right? Of course not. But how does your faith grow? By challenges, by obstacles that come your way, by things that scare you. How do you know you have faith? You can't have faith without fear being there too, right? Initially. And we have to overcome that fear, don't we? Don't we? Yes. How do we do it? Well, I say we do it on a wing and a prayer. On a wing and a prayer. Now, some of you may or may not know where that phrase comes from, and it's going to come from scriptures, of course, because it fits with my title this morning. But back in World War II, there was a fighter plane that the motor gave out, and it was going through the skies at an angle and teeter-tottering, and it was just... And the people that were watching it, the other American fighters, were watching that plane. And they thought for sure as it was going through the sky and as that motor sputtered, they thought to themselves, that plane is surely going to crash. And there actually was a poem that was written about it. One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming. We waited for a word. Then a noise broke through the humming, and this is what we heard. Coming on in a wing and a prayer. Coming on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight, boys. We really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. With one motor gone, we can still carry on. We're coming on a wing and a prayer. And that plane landed safely. So sometimes one of our motors goes out, doesn't it? In our life, right? Sometimes we get a flat tire, right? Limping along through life. But no matter what, as long as you have a wing, which is your wingman, God, right? And as long as you have a breath and as long as you have a way in your life of faith, see, that wing is the faith. And when you have a prayer, when you can say a prayer, right? Even with one motor gone, you're coming on in, aren't you? You're going to be victorious. You're going to land safely, aren't you? Aren't we as a group? Yes? Yes, we are, because we have that kind of faith that's on a wing and a prayer. And you know who else had that kind of faith? David had that kind of faith. And I've got scriptures this morning from 1 Samuel 17. And this is a great story. You're all familiar with it, but you're going to hear it for the first time again this morning in a new teaching this morning. Because at this time in 1 Samuel 17, the Philistines were way against the Israelites. And they were camped on two sides. And the Philistines was a huge, magnificent, powerful army. And the Israelites were, you know, not so great as an army went. But they had one thing. They had faith, right? And so this was a specific Philistine by the name of Goliath. You know Goliath, right? The Bible tells us in verse 17 that he was about 9 feet tall, slightly taller than me. 9 feet tall. A huge man, 9 feet. I've never seen a 9-foot person, but I mean, most people are higher than me and taller than me, so everybody looks huge to me, right? And think about a 9-foot man. And he had 125 pounds of bronze and helmet and his armor against the Philistine, against the Israelites, right? Big man. And he comes and he starts walking back and forth in front of the army, the Israelite army. And he begins to intimidate them and threaten them. And he begins to tell them how he was going to destroy them. Scary man, isn't he? Scary big man with a big mouth, right? Trying to scare the Israelites, right? And he kept shouting 40 days. For 40 days, significant spiritual number, 40 days he scared the wits out of the Israelites. The whole army was frightened, it tells us in the scriptures. There was this one little boy, he was about 17 at the time, by the name of David. He was probably about 5 foot tall. So Goliath is almost double his size, right? Does your problem sometimes seem double your size, bigger than you, more scary in front of you, right? Huge, that you cannot even begin to overcome it. And maybe for 40 days you think about it and it comes in front of you and you think about it and it comes in front of you and it gets larger and larger and larger in your mind's eye, right? Anybody have problems like that every once in a while, right? And it seems to get bigger and bigger as time goes on and God seems to be doing nothing, right? And you get what? Afraid. We're back to that word again. Yes, it's okay to admit you get afraid at times like that. But let's go to 1 Samuel 17, verse 32. Here's this little guy, David. He was a shepherd. He took care of sheep, just what a shepherd did, right? Pretty easy job back in those days, just kind of herding sheep, keeping them in line, so to speak, right? Every once in a while, he'd have to fight off a wolf or a bear, so that wolf or bear didn't harm the sheep, right? So he had a little bit of training, right, as far as fighting went, right? And he says in verse 17, verse 32, I want you to remember this tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, right? Because we're trying to do what this morning? Build your faith, because we're on a wing and a prayer some days, aren't we, right? Sometimes one of our motors are gone. Sometimes one of our faith motors seems to be waning a little bit light, right? But this verse is an awesome verse, and I want us to remember this. Verse 17, verse 32. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. No matter what's going on in your life, worry is not going to solve the problem, is it? Because worry is a cousin of fear. They hang out together. They kind of get grouped around you, right? But don't worry about a thing. I'll go fight this Philistine, is what David says. Now, what I want to do for you this morning is to tell you this. When there's a whole army of people that are not being able, perhaps, to help solve your problem, right? There may very well be somebody in your group who has a little more faith than you do some days. And that person could be the David in your life. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, if you're facing something big and you get a little afraid, just know this about us here in this church. We're not going to laugh at you and yell at you and say, where's your faith? Come on, snap out of it, right? What we're going to say is, well, don't worry about a thing. We'll fight with you and for you to take on that challenge, okay? So that's what a church family does, first of all. So he says, I'll go fight this Philistine. And here's what Saul replies. Don't be ridiculous, you idiot. I mean, right? What, are you crazy? You out of your mind? Now, who was Saul? He was the king, right? He was the great ferocious person, right? He's the leader of the group. He's as scared as the rest of the Israelites. And he says, there is no way you can go against this Philistine. Don't you want to have a leader behind you like that? You are only a boy. And Goliath has been in the army since he was a boy. So you're no match for him. And sometimes you and I, do we not feel like we're not a match for an obstacle in front of us? We feel like we're overpowered, right? We feel like it's bigger than us, right? And to tell the truth, it is, right? But what does David have that we, right, God, a three-letter word, God. Verse 34, but David persisted, I've been taking care of my father's sheep. When a lion or bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and take the lamb out of its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, so I ain't afraid of this Philistine. See, all through our lives, some of us are older than others here, we've been clubbing a few lions and a few bears throughout our life, right? We've had some things come at us and against us, right? And particularly in our community, we've been fighting a lot of battles for many, many years. Back in the 80s, we were battling AIDS. Today, we battle other things, right? There's always a battle going on, but guess what? We've won all the battles, haven't we? Because we club it to death. No. Here's the thing. See, we go through some of the things that you've battled and overcome in your life, whatever it might be, small things it could be, right? Right? Just passing a test in school for some of us, right? Or taking a test, right? That was a great battle we overcame. You see how it can come across context in our life, right? Of course. See, the reason David is telling us this, and I'm telling you this morning, if you've accomplished one thing in your life, anybody accomplished anything ever? Beautiful. You made it here this morning. You accomplished. Yay, give yourself a trophy. See, there we go, right? You made it here, right? You made it through many things in life, have you not? Yes. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come, right? It was grace that got me through all that. God's grace, God's power, right? See, we have to remember how powerful we were in the past to also have the faith to know just because it's a bigger obstacle, does that mean I can't accomplish or overcome it? See? Beautiful. Our memory tells us. He says, I can take care of this Philistine too. He's defied the armies of the living God. And listen, verse 37 is a great one. Remember I gave you verse 32, which was, don't worry about a thing. Second verse for you to remember today. The Lord who saved me from the claws of the lion and the bear and other things in my life that I've overcome. If anybody's ever been through life, you made a few mistakes and had a few things go on, right? Right? We've all been saved from something, right? Correct? Yes. The Lord who saved me from all those things will also save me from this Philistine, this new problem, this new concern, this new fear. You see why we want to have that affirmation for our life? Right. Because we're on a wing and a prayer. Now, you know the rest of the story, right? Big old Goliath comes and he tries to scare David and he says, you little weasel, I'm going to take care of you. And what does David say? Verse 45, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin. But that don't scare me none. Because I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty. See, listen, if you ever have a problem in your life, I don't care what it is. It could be financial. It could be physical. It could be emotional. It could be anything that's going on in our world today. right, that we have to face, that is facing us to scare us, right, and threatens us, right, and trying to intimidate us, right, whatever the feeling might be. And we get what? Scared and afraid. Fear of loss, fear of someone leaving, whatever the case might be. We have to know this to be true and speak it to that problem. You can actually open up your checkbook on any given day when there's not enough. There's more month than your money. You've been there, right? You can say to that, you might come at me and you might scare me, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty. And I will defeat you. And the next verse, verse 46, is so critical for all of us because God is with us, right? God is with us. God is with us. God is for us. God is helping us. God is us, right? We're in God. God is, right? We belong to God. God is powerful. God is mighty. God can overcome anything, right? 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 So therefore, today the Lord will conquer you. You see the difference between us trying to do it alone? Little baby David and 9-foot Goliath didn't have a prayer, really. Come on. Let's be real. Let's look at facts in life, right? Let's be realists today. There are things in all of our lives that scare the wits out of us that are bigger and scarier than even Goliath, right? Of course. But listen, when we come at that problem in the name of God Almighty and we say, today the Lord will conquer you, guess what happens to your faith? That is faith talking, isn't it? Right? See, we know that David picked up what? A stone. He could have very well have picked up, where's my prop? A feather. He could have picked up a feather and gone after Goliath with it. You ever heard of being knocked over by a feather? I love colloquialisms. They're one of my favorite things. They're metaphors for things in life that are true. You could have knocked me over with a feather. Well, you know, knocking down a man that's 9 foot tall with 125 pounds of bronze and a helmet on that's huge, magnanimous on top of them, scaring the wits out of them. Ah, I'm going to get you. Oh, you better. No. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, we look at those things. That thing could be a disease, can it? We get scared of words, right? We know cancer, it's a scary word. HIV or AIDS, leukemia, arthritis, mental illness, well, all those kind of things, right? They're words that we can be frightened of, can't they? Any kind of diagnosis, when we go to the doctor, when you, God forbid, you got to get that test and you got to read it, right? Is that not a time of fear? Let's be truthful. Of course it is. And there are big, scary people around the world today, aren't there? Trying to scare us and frighten us. But today, in the name of the Lord Almighty, I come with a feather. And I'm going to fling it at that problem. Because that's all it's going to take. Because today, the Lord will give us and conquer whatever it is we face. Right? See, we go to God with a wing and a prayer. David went with a sling and a stone. I don't care what you throw at your problem. It could be a feather. It could be, boo, get away from me. It could be, you better watch out because my God is watching. You'll answer to God. Say, who? Santa? Oh, you better watch out. You better, oh, in my mind. Okay. So, I want to conclude by saying this. We as Christians, we as a church family, we go through life and we go through the life of this church for the last 20-odd years on a wing and a prayer, right? The fact that we're even here is on a wing and a prayer, right? The things that we've overcome as a church family and you have overcome and other people have overcome is through God, through God's power and God's grace. And it doesn't matter what tool we use, as long as it's a prayer and as long as it's faith. I pray that we can be a people that even when scary things come our way, that you'll remember, don't worry, God's got this. God is in control of the universe, just in case you need to be reminded this morning. And no matter what happens and no matter what comes our way, no matter what obstacle you face, even if it is scary and bigger than you, your God is much, 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 much bigger. Much bigger. And when you can know and believe and trust that, you can be like little David, a little boy, who because of his past remembered, oh, wait a minute, I've overcome some other things with God's help. I can overcome this too. On a wing and a prayer. So this morning as we close, for anyone in this room or listening who has something in their life, or we globally or we universally as a church body have something that's scaring us and causing you to worry, whatever it is in your life this morning, I want you to imagine that God is within you, that God's power runs through your veins. His strength holds you up. And God helps you to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow bigger than anything you face. And that the God who helped David defeat Goliath is the very same God who rose Jesus from the dead, is the very same God that lives and moves and is in you, will also help you defeat whatever comes your way. So you can have faith today. And when fear comes, send it down the street. Or better yet, pick up a feather and throw it at it. Whatever big thing is in your life that scares you. And I promise you, today, the Lord will help you conquer whatever you face. Amen. Amen. Amen.